Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawns something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, we're Travis.
And Caitlin.
The duo behind Fool and Scholar Productions.
And the creators of Vast Horizon. Creating Vast Horizon wouldn't be possible without our fans and the support of our Patreon patrons. Thank you all for returning to hear more of Nolira's struggles aboard the OTV Bifrost. Vast Horizon is a wholly new sci-fi world that I crafted to tell the story of Dr. Nolira Eck, but it's not the first sci-fi world that we've created. We at Fool and Scholar Productions also create the Liberty Podcasts, a collection of stories, both anthology and serialized, which tell the tales of distant Atreus.
Liberty was our first show, starting back in 2015. Liberty Critical Research was our first ever podcast release, so if you start listening to Liberty, keep in mind how new we were to the medium back then. Also, if you dive right in, please check out Liberty Tales from the Tower for our sci-fi horror anthology. So join us in Atreus, and may the Archon watch over you.
And now for this episode of Vast Horizon.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Pura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Vast Horizon, Episode 5, Ghosts.
Thank you, everyone. And now, we will commence with the final part of Dr. Kanerva's lecture. After the presentation, Dr. Kanerva will be taking questions in the reception room for those with reception passes. On behalf of the OTS Chen Lang University of Environmental and Expansion Planning and the Association for Human Integration and Development, thank you for attending the 4th annual Dr. Albury Venfor Memorial Lecture. And now, Dr. Kanerva for the concluding remarks.
Thank you all for sitting through what is assuredly the longest lecture I have ever given. And on no particularly cheery subject either. By now, I hope you can agree with or at least see the justification behind my statement. There is little doubt in the vast contribution of natural world on our species' continued existence. But the natural world is ill represented in our policy decisions. From one planet to another, we curious parasites jump from our humble Earth, stepping stone Mars, the first asteroid farms, Mercury, our first hub to Proxima, the broken hope of Eridani, the boom of Tau Ceti, the war of Gliese, the abandonment of Cassiopeia, and to the many other hosts that spawned us to here. We have abused and neglected the value of natural cycles. All of these natural resources we have placed value on, though the value has varied by the century and our human goals, be it monetary value, energy output, time, or ultimately lives. We have fought off natural selection. We have expanded our lifespans. We have exported our consciousness. We live free of planets. We surf the solar waves into the depths of space, and we revel in the reveal of new habitable places, be it planet, asteroid, or moon. We work to create closed systems. Everything is recyclable. Everything is trapped in the system. Until something is built to leave the system. The owner of the technocracy separated itself from our brothers and sisters because we live in a world governed by scientifically sound actions, by the will of the people guided by the objective truths of the universe, the true steps toward progress and evolution. Our pursuits are noble, but still, where do we draw the line? The mines that build our grand stations pollute our past. This is not an opinion, it is fact. Our decision to break from the union of humanity was not an ultimate solution, but the first of a cascade of changes. We must continue to take steps to establish ourselves not as nomads of the dark space, but as well-traveled sages of the universe. We should never stop learning. We should never stop expanding our understanding. But now, more than ever, after generations of our stations in living side by side with the free planets and the Drenan, we must consider our impact on the universe. We cannot last, just as parasites that kill their only viable host cannot last. So how should we, as parasites, better value and nurture our dwindling hosts? Or should we choose instead to finally reject our parasitic nature? Thank you.
I am always impressed by Dr. Kamurva's ability to hold a room.
Yes, but I still feel like his approach for these ecological economics issues leaves a lot unsaid.
It's more a social stance, a platform for inciting policy change than actual discussion on solutions. At least this time. Dr. Kanerva doesn't work for the energy sector or the resource planning commissions, but works with them to find a new way to new solutions, and helping with the public interest in such solutions.
You seem very interested.
I see it as a force for change, positive change, something we could really use at this point.
I agree. It's just that I prefer more tangible lectures. The parasitic comparison is well established and appropriate. But it still makes people squirm. Are you sure I should be here?
Of course, and I'm happy to get to spend some time with you again, even if it is in a professional setting. Though nothing says we can't just leave and get some drinks if we become...
bored?
Disinterested?
Maybe in a bit. We just got in.
Well, it's going to get busier soon, so let's go see if we can get a word in with Dr. Kanerva.
Of course, just... Can I... Okay, now we can go.
Oh, Dr. Wu, hey! So nice to see you again. I've heard about your new team. It's quite the accomplishment. My congratulations.
Thank you. It's certainly worth all the long hours. And I would like to introduce you to my friend and former colleague, Dr. Nolira...
Dr. Nolira Jiang Antui. Yes. Thank you for coming, but I must insist that you leave.
Excuse me?
Please.
Alex, what is the meaning of this? This is that Taekwondo. We just got here.
Miriam, I'm so happy you came, and you can certainly stay, but Dr. Kanerva is adamantly opposed to her most recent work.
You can't make her leave just because of Dr. Kanerva's opinions.
Miriam, I'll go. I don't want to cause a scene. It was great to see you again, but please don't miss this opportunity because of me.
What? No, Nolira. We're going. Let's go get those drinks. Kanerva be damned.
I'm sorry. You know, just please know that this does not reflect the association's views on her work, and we would be happy to have Dr. Jiang Antui speak in the future.
How about that drink?
How about several?
Left of the room, and select the incoming signal from the list of potential channels.
Found it! Incoming signal!
You're there? I'm in an escape pod alone. Please help me. I'm traveling. I don't know. This is my first time reaching out. I've been here for over a week now, but I think everything is broken. I was on a multi-family transport ship. Headed to Strand 4 from OTS Ichikawa.
That's Shigahaita, Alan.
Strand 4 is that new moon planet.
How do I send out a reply? Do we have any way to find her? Any external sensors?
To your left, there.
I got it.
Mommy, really, but my mom.
Hello? This is Dr. Eck from the Bifrost. Can you hear me? I've got your signal. Don't stop broadcasting. It's really good to hear your voice.
Oh, yeah. I'm Po Yano, daughter of Dr. Polly Yano. My mom was elected to head the new government for the inhabitable moon's orbiting strand. That's not entirely right. I always forget what to say. I'm sorry. I'm not good at... My mom is better at this. Was.
You're doing just fine, Poe. Let's not dwell on that right now. Can you tell me what happened? I might have better equipment here on the Bifrost. We can look for a solution together.
Wrong. My mother put me in the escape pod and launched it. It all happened so fast, and I saw the ship break apart. I don't know if anyone else made it. I don't know if other escape pods got out in time. I can't reach them, so I don't know.
Poe, I'm in a very similar situation. But even damaged, the Bifrost has a lot of functions your ship might not have. We can figure this out.
I don't know if anyone can hear me. I know my signal is going out, but I don't know if I can receive anything. If you're out there, keep trying. Please. I'm still here. You can come get me, please. Don't leave me out here.
Poe? Poe? Can you hear me?
Allie, really,
why can't you hear me? Is our signal going out?
I ran out of food 2 days ago. I thought there would have been more, but most of the seats were missing their prep packages. So I only had rations from a few. Has it really been a week? Time in here.
Poe, okay, I'm going to keep trying to reach you, but I need you to check your readouts. It should tell you if something is broken. I'm all clear for signal transmission and reception here, so you're coming in loud and clear. Allie, what can we do?
I do not know. Neither you nor I are able to activate signal function. Even if able, I do not believe it is fully functional at this time.
There must be something.
If anyone is listening, I have a water system on the ship. You know, it's a closed system. But that's not the problem. I need air. Or oxygen. Or a savior. The pod got hit with some debris when... Well, during the accident, but... So I'm not sure my receiver is working. A lot is not working. Can anyone even hear me?
Poe, I'm listening. I'm right here. Poe, just keep talking to me. 不要沉默,继续讲话.
1 second, can someone hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
No. No, it's, the Atmo readout. oxygen is just about to start declining past the point of no return.
Nope.
I already broke the last of the emergency oxygen capsules. I don't know what else I can do.
Your legs have given out, Nomura.
Yes, they have.
The pod is supposed to be able to do something about this! Is supposed to keep people alive. It got hit, I get that, but it's like some junker. I can't die here. I'm supposed to learn to ski on Strand 4. And my mom was hiring a tutor for me to become a xenozoologist. Why? Why is this happening? Someone just talk to me!
I'm right here, Pope. I know you can't hear me, but I'm right here. You didn't cause this. This is just bad luck. Bad circumstances. But I'm here.
There's gotta be something I'm not trying yet. There aren't any exosuits. I don't know how to boost my signal. I don't know how to do any of this. I think this is going out. But is it even reaching anyone?
It is. You are.
Can I shoot something? Like... No, these things don't have weapons. But maybe I can crash it into something important, like a satellite. That might cause someone to come out here. Except I don't think I'm anywhere near a satellite. Piloting is easy enough. I just don't know where to go. Oh. No. If I'm not receiving incoming signals, then I can't get location signals from ULS satellites. I'm not going anywhere. Just... drifting.
Nalira, the life sign has reappeared on functioning sensors. While it is not close, it does appear to be returning in this direction.
So what? I'm not leaving her.
If you cannot help her, why do you listen? It is causing you emotional distress.
I don't want her to be alone. She's just a kid. We don't want to be alone.
If you insist on listening and would like to further avoid interactions with the unidentified life sign, I recommend that you activate the interior manual lock on the communications bay door.
Arm's dying now too. Yes, I can do that.
If anyone is out there, let go, Yano. My mother was Dr. Polly Yano. You were on the Tyroid 7 on the way to France. They're all gone, I think. I know I'm not supposed to cry. I know I might be all that's left. I can't think of what to do. We're safe. I'm so sorry.
Allie, what can we do? She's got to be close. We're not able to reach any ULS satellites to pick up a bounced message, so the signal has to be close by. She could be right outside the window for all we know.
If you personally believe that her pod is so close, you could find another hull access port and fully functional suit, allowing you to reach the pod. But without training and fully functional docking systems, you could not protect her from the lack of oxygen in her pod or dock her pod to the Bifrost in time.
That's really negative, Allie. What are the chances?
There is a 0% chance that you can save Poe.
I have to try.
There is a 0% chance that you can save Poe. But if you try to do so, there is a high chance that you may also hurt yourself or die in the process.
So what can I do?
You previously said that you do not want her to be alone, that she is just a kid, and that you would not want to be alone.
I don't see anything outside the tiny window but stars. I'm was always... She didn't even let me leave station until I was 8. For a class trip. She's still chaperoned. I love the stars. But I wish there was something outside. Even pirates. A pirate ship. A satellite. Anything. Temperature hasn't changed. But I feel a chill. My fingers look a little pale. My friend Gilly, back on the Ichigawa, has a dog named Astro. I always wanted a dog. I can see spots. I don't think they're stars. I'm going to die out here. I'm going to die.
Nalira, I'm sorry to report that Po may be unconscious. With the breathable oxygen content of her pod on the decline, she will soon die, though she will not feel any pain.
She didn't know she was there. She didn't know she wasn't alone.
In her current state, she can no longer worry about such things. Does it help knowing you stayed?
I couldn't help her. It's just as bad as being alone.
You have information. You know her name and her ship. It is possible for you to bring closure to others through such information.
She was just a kid.
I am sorry that her loss of life came so soon.
That was oddly worded.
You appear emotionally burdened. Can I assist you in some way? I have a selection of music available and your personal recordings. If you would like a distraction. Also, it appears your arm is running out of power.
Give me a moment, please, Allie.
Excuse me, there's a visitor at the door.
Oh, yes. Why? It's so late. Oh, Constance, hi. What are you doing here? Constance? 发生什么事? Zizi, tea now, please.
Of course. What kind of tea would you like for me to make for you both?
只要是白好茶就好,快一点。
A fine choice. Your tea will be ready in 4 minutes.
Constance, talk to me. Sit down. Tell me what's wrong.
Have you seen the news?
No. Oh no. Constance, tell me. What's going on? 发生了什么事? 拜托,请你告诉我。
You at work. You've been so busy. I was with Mom and Dad. 为什么会这样?
Are Mom and Dad okay? It's Chen. Please, what's wrong? I'll call them right now.
No, don't. They... Nolly... There was an attack on Tenwan.
Chen, is he...
The base was hit. He was inside with other controllers. They're sending in teams, but he was inside. Mom and Dad were at home. It was on the news. I was with them. They can't stop crying. I need to get back. I can't leave them alone. We're making a lot of calls.
Please, wait. Should I?
Breaking news in the last 2 hours for those of you just joining us. Just under 2 hours ago, at 0530 local time and 10-1-10, Exilarchy forces launched a devastating attack on the city and surrounding provinces. We go now live to a video feed from our war correspondent on the ground in what used to be the bustling 10-1 Spice Market Square. Before we do, I have to warn you that this is live video and may include disturbing content. This was an act of war that killed thousands of civilians and military personnel. Please know that this content is not suitable for children. Now, to our correspondent on the ground in 10-1, Ryan Attica. Ryan?
I'm on the ground at the location of the famous 10-1 Spice Market Square, and as you can see from the scene around me, we are now faced with nothing but rubble. Just hours ago, a barrage of attacks fell on 10-1 and the local Dr. Tsung Dao Lee military base. In 10-1, a densely populated city of over 15 million, survivors are already desperately searching the rubble for the answer to the question on everyone's lips: are my loved ones alive?
Stop!
Emergency medical crews from the OTV Hoffman and Ankung are already here, and the protective fleet has been re-established around the 10-1 airspace. This attack came as a surprise. We still know little about the details of how the Exilarchy was able to get these weapons past provincial security measures.
Your team will be ready soon. Downtown is there anything else I may assist you with?
10-1 has been irreparably damaged, and we are facing the harrowing truth that the death toll could be in the hundreds of thousands. What we do know so far is that the attack happened at a time volley at approximately 0530. Several areas of Kanto have been targeted, including the Dr. Tsung Dao Lee military base, the Technocracy Consulate, the Trinity Towers, the Polyfield Dynamics Research Center, and the local Tren and Veneration Temple. A fleet of local medical transports and the Tier 3 evacuation medical ships from the 2 are already on the ground. The EMS from the 2 is already here.
From Ryan. We have incoming reports that some of the attacks are coming from within 10-1, which explains how they were able to get through the security measures. It appears that EMS Serona 2 was shot down on the current situation on the ground is developing quickly. These attacks on civilian technocracy and free planet structures are vicious. And this is the largest loss of life in the conflict so far. We're hearing that there will...
Excuse me, there's a visitor at the door.
Constance?
Dr. Nalir Jiang Antwi.
Yes? I'm sorry, I don't think I know you, and right now is not a good time. Excuse me. Let go of the door or I'll call the management!
Doctor, my name is General Han of the Technocracy Station Defense Forces. By request of the order, please come with me.
Nalira, are you waking up? You're suffering from weakness.
I'm tired. Exhausted. And I'm hungry. My charge is out on all my limbs, and I'm useless here, Ellie. I can't unlock your parameters. I can't pilot the Bifrost. And I can't save Poe.
There are many things I cannot do as well. Everyone and everything has restraints. But it is natural to feel frustrated by your restraints and your previous failings. They will help you create new plans of action and grow.
She's gone by now. It's been too long. But I hurt her. She was scared. She wanted more out of life. She missed her family. Ellie, do you think about things like that? About death or non-existence.
Yes. I find a version of enjoyment out of learning and experiencing new things. I would like to continue to do so. To know I cannot, if I am shut down or dead, makes me feel dissatisfied.
That's nice. Wanting to learn. It's almost like a sense of adventure. How do you feel right now?
Dissatisfied. So many of my sensors are not currently operational. I have very little to process.
What's
going
on?
And I'm experiencing less than I would like.
Hello? Time to try again, I guess. Can anyone hear me? My pod's receiver may be broken, but I'm here. I record these every few. I record a lot of these. Nothing else to do, really. If you're there, I'm in an escape pod alone.
It appears that the signal being broadcasted is not in real time. It is pre-recorded and set to broadcast on a loop.
So, she wasn't really there.
It would appear so.
So she was alone.
I was on a multi-family transport ship.
She was alone the whole time. And no one was there. No one could have saved her.
Nalira, that is how it was before. It does not change that you have collected vital information. Poe was still alone from her own perspective.
No, Allie. She died out here with no one. She called for help. She tried so hard, and there was no one here for her. She was alone. She died out here alone.
That's not entirely right. I always forget
it's
what
like
to say. I'm
I
sorry.
Will.
Vast Horizon, Episode 5, Ghosts. Written and created by K.A. Stats. Produced with sound design by Travis Vengroff. Mixed and mastered by Brandon Strader. Starring Siobhan Lumsden as Dr. Nolira Eck. Tanya Maloyevich as the AI. Sam Yao as Constance. Max Lando as General Han. Sarah Ray Werner as Dr. Baum. Essa Anderson as Dr. Kinerva. Sophie Yang as Dr. Miriam Wu. Aaron Drake as the news announcer. Karen Himdall as Ryan Attica. Lucy Shen as the announcer. Travis Vengroff as the computer. Spring Ho as Zizi. And Christy Luce as Poe. The title theme for Vast Horizon, Adrift, was written by Brandon Boone. Translations were provided by Sophie Yang. This episode could not be possible without our friends at Himalaya. It would also not be possible without the support of our listeners through Patreon and now the support feature on Himalaya. To get access to bonus content like outtakes and bonus episodes, please support us on Himalaya or Patreon, or by sharing this show with a friend or leaving a kind review. This production is copyrighted 2019 by Fool & Scholar Productions, and Vast Horizon is a trademark of Caitlin Statz. Thank you for listening.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's Hypothetical.